Laudato Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the 42nd year of the reign of Caesar Octavian Augustus, the whole world being at peace, in the sixth age of the world, Jesus Christ, eternal God and Son of the eternal Father, desirous to sanctify the world by his most merciful coming, having been conceived of the Holy Ghost, and 9 months having elapsed since his conception, is born in Bethlehem of Judah, having become man of the Virgin Mary. The Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the flesh. Today is Christmas Day 2024, and you're listening to Vatican Radio. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Pope Francis ushered in the Christmas season by throwing open the holy door of St. Peter's Basilica on Tuesday evening, Christmas Eve, thereby officially inaugurating the 2025 Jubilee of Hope. In his homily for the Christmas Mass during the night, Pope Francis shared the good news of the infinite hope and joy offered to all mankind by the child of Bethlehem. Deborah Castellano-Lubov tells us more.
As Pope Francis opened the holy door of St. Peter's Basilica, he ushered in the widely anticipated 2025 Jubilee of Hope. With this liturgical gesture at the start of the Christmas Vigil Mass in the Vatican, the Pope inaugurated the Ordinary Jubilee, a historic event taking place every 25 years. The Ordinary Jubilee, a time of mercy and of grace, will conclude with the closing of the same holy door on the 6th of January in 2026. The holy door is deemed holy since it calls all those who enter through it to walk in holiness of life. The Holy Father invites us to pray, to prepare ourselves, so that this Jubilee may strengthen us in our faith, helping us recognize the risen Christ in the midst of our lives, transforming us into pilgrims of Christian hope. The Pope picked up the Jubilee theme of hope in his homily, recalling the Gospel passage according to St. Luke, which recounts when the angel of the Lord brings glad tidings to the shepherds. I bring you good news of great joy, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. In Emmanuel, in God with us, the Pope reiterated, is our hope. The infinitely great, he marveled, made himself tiny, and the glory of heaven appeared on earth as a little child.
L'infinitamente grande si è fatto piccolo. La gloria del cielo si è affacciata sulla terra e come nella piccolezza di un bambino.
Even when our hearts seem like a lowly manger, the Pope continued, we can truly say, hope is not dead. Hope is alive, and it embraces our lives forever. With haste, therefore, he said, let us set out to behold the Lord who is born for us, with our hearts joyful and attentive, ready to meet him. The Pope insisted we are no longer to be held back by our old habits or to wallow in mediocrity or laziness.
Essa ci chiede perciò di non indugiare, di non trascinarci nelle abitudini, di non sostare nelle mediocrità e nella pigrizia.
The Jubilee, he said, calls us to spiritual renewal. Pope Francis concluded by offering some food for thought. On this night, the holy door of God's heart lies open before you. Jesus, God with us, he said, is born for you, and with him, joy flourishes. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.
Continuing the celebration of Christ's birth, Pope Francis today, Wednesday, Christmas Day, gave his customary greetings and message from the Central Loggia of St. Peter's Basilica before the crowds of faithful gathered in the square, as well as to all those watching live around the world via the various means of social communications. The Holy Father then imparted the traditional blessing Urbi et Orbi, to the city of Rome and to the whole world. Thaddeus Jones and Kelsey Gussie report on the Pope's message and blessing.
The Pope began his Christmas message explaining that the joy we celebrate today, the mystery that never ceases to amaze and move us, comes from an event that took place 2,000 years ago, the birth of the Lord Jesus, the eternal word of salvation, made new thanks to the Holy Spirit, and which continues to speak to every man and woman today, saying, I love you, I forgive you, come back to me, the door of my heart is open. The Pope emphasized how the door of God's heart is always open, and he called on us to return to the heart that loves and forgives us, and let us be reconciled to him.
Calling the holy door he opened in St. Peter's Basilica yesterday evening, inaugurating the Jubilee of 2025, the Pope explained this door represents Jesus, the door of all salvation open for all, and the Good Shepherd who awaits us with open arms. Brothers and sisters, do not be afraid, he said. The door is open. It's wide open. Come, let us be reconciled with God, and then we will be reconciled with ourselves and able to be reconciled with one another, even our enemies. God's mercy can do all things.
Sorelle, fratelli, la porta del cuore di Dio è sempre aperta. Ritorniamo a Lui. Ritorniamo al cuore che ci ama e ci perdona.
Pope acknowledged how crossing the threshold of that door requires courage because we have to sacrifice our old ways and mindset, putting behind us disputes and divisions, and surrendering ourselves to God's love. The Pope said, this Christmas at the beginning of the Jubilee year, I invite every individual and all peoples and nations to find the courage needed to walk through that door, to become pilgrims of hope, to silence the sound of arms and overcome divisions.
Turning to the challenges facing our world, the Pope prayed that the sound of weapons may be silenced in war-torn Ukraine and urged for strength and openness to negotiation and dialogue for a just and lasting peace. He prayed for an end to war in the Middle East, recalling the crib of Bethlehem and Christian communities in Israel and Palestine. He prayed especially for Gaza, where the humanitarian situation is dire, saying, "May there be a ceasefire. May the hostages be released and aid be given to the people worn out by hunger and by war." Pope Francis also expressed his closeness to the Christian communities in Lebanon and in Syria in the midst of transition. He also encouraged the people of Libya as they work for national reconciliation.
The Pope prayed that the birth of the Savior we celebrate today may inspire hope for the many thousands of children suffering from a measles outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger and Mozambique. He pointed out that this humanitarian crisis is due primarily to human causes, armed conflicts, the scourge of terrorism, and worsened by climate change. The Pope remembered also the peoples of the Horn of Africa, praying for the gifts of peace, concord, and fraternity for them, as well as the civilian population of Sudan, so that desperately needed humanitarian aid may reach them and new ceasefire negotiations may take place. Pope prayed for the people of Myanmar, where the ongoing conflict has inflicted great suffering, and he remembered the Americas, where he encouraged political authorities and people of goodwill to work together to overcome divisions with justice and truth and to promote social harmony and the common good to which people aspire. He mentioned Haiti, Venezuela, Colombia, and Nicaragua. The Pope also remembered the people of the island of Cyprus, praying that the walls of separation on that island may come down and mutually agreed solutions found for unity.
The Pope underscored how Jesus awaits us at the threshold, especially the most vulnerable, like the children suffering due to war and hunger, and the elderly often living in solitude, those who have had to flee their homelands, the unemployed, those in prison, and those persecuted for their faith.
Egli ci attende sulla soglia, attende ciascuno di noi, specialmente i più fragili, attende i bambini, tutti i bambini che soffrono per la guerra.
The Pope prayed also for those who give themselves in service, doing good and helping others, remembering parents, educators, and teachers who have the great responsibility of forming future generations. And he thanked healthcare workers, servicemen and women, charitable organizations, and especially missionaries who throughout the world bring light and comfort to so many people in difficulty. In conclusion, the Pope prayed that this Jubilee offer an opportunity to forgive debts, especially the poorest countries. We're called to forgive others as the Son of God, born in the cold and darkness of the night, has forgiven our own, the Pope recalled, and as the Lord heals us and forgives us.
I'm Kelsey Gussie.
And I'm Thaddeus Jones.
Finally, this Christmas Day, amongst the various Catholic leaders offering Christmas greetings each year, is the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, whose local church includes the Palestinian city of Bethlehem in the West Bank, where Jesus was born. In this year's message, Patriarch Pier Battista Pizzaballa points to the example of Jesus, born in Bethlehem, who spent his whole life for others, until he himself becomes bread, offered again for you. As is traditional on Christmas Day, Vatican Radio brings you excerpts from the Patriarch's message.
And the Lord's Nativity is near, and as every year, despite everything, we want it to be a moment of peace, joy, and hope. This year, the Nativity also marks the beginning of the Jubilee, a year dedicated to hope. And we are in great need of hope in this land, marked by so much violence, hatred, and wounded by contempt and fear. The shepherds of Bethlehem, as mentioned in the Gospel, indicate to us how to find hope, where to find hope. People ask continuously. The angel who brings the announcement of the birth of Jesus to the shepherds uses a meaningful expression. He says that a Savior has been born in Bethlehem, and this Savior is born for you, he says. The life of Jesus begins as a life lived for others. He did not come to impose obligations, like the rulers of the earth, like Caesar Augustus, who forced everyone to be enrolled in a census. Jesus came to be a sign of closeness, of peace, and of a renewed relationship between God and mankind. Jesus comes, but does not impose on anyone to set out to go to him. He does not act like Caesar Augustus, who forces everyone to go and to be enrolled in the census. Jesus leaves us free. He gives us a sign, but then he leaves it to our freedom. Christmas is the time of choice, whether to set out on a journey towards the one who comes or not. Even this Christmas, an opportunity is given to us to make room for the one who cannot find a place, to discover then that he himself is our way, our home, our place, our good bread, and our hope. And Merry Christmas to all of you.
And that was Patriarch Pier Battista Pizzaballa, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, with sections of his Christmas message for 2024. And that's all the time we have for this Christmas edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our Vatican News web portal, as well as our Vatican News Facebook, X, and Instagram pages. Also, be sure to join us tomorrow for our live broadcast of the opening of the Holy Door at Rebibbia Prison, presided over by Pope Francis. Many thanks this Christmas afternoon to our technicians in studio in the Vatican. I'm Christopher Wells, and a very happy Christmas from all of us here at Vatican Radio.